1-800-947-3979. Call or text freebeerandhotwigs.com. What have you been banned from? Remember the actor Zachary Quinto?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He played Spock and then in all the movies, and he was in Heroes.
He was the bad guy in Heroes, like the most powerful
mutant
hero.
Siler?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was his name, right?
But he has been banned from a Toronto restaurant where they said, you know, you don't have the right to belittle us and be rude to our staff. Like they have said, you suck.
Do not come back. Was he doing those things? He was
apparently
being rude. Wow.
Who got banned from that restaurant in New York City a couple of years ago? Oh, who was it?
I don't remember.
It's driving me nuts now.
But with that, we want to know, what are you banned from? Like, you, I'm seeing a trend early on the stories people are sending in. A lot of people feel they were banned unfairly. Not a lot of people writing in going, yeah, I deserve to get banned. Like, this person didn't deserve to get banned. I got banned from a Family Dollar because of an ex-friend stealing, and he got caught while I was heading to the front to pay for my stuff. Okay.
Yeah, that's happened. I got, as far as I know, I don't know if it's ever been lifted, but as far as I know, I'm still banned from my hometown bowling alley because in sixth or seventh grade, I was in a bowling league with some of the other kids in the neighborhood, and my next door neighbor idiot friend stole the owner's son's watch, and I didn't know it. So when he said, hey, can you hold my watch? I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Not thinking, hey, you have pockets in your pants too, but yeah, I'll hold it. And so it wasn't until I was in the bathroom and then I got confronted about, hey, have you seen this kid's watch? And I immediately knew Jeff took it. And now I'm
sold him out.
But I was like, I wouldn't do that. I was just like, oh no, I didn't want him to get in trouble. And so
Do you think you might still be banned from when you had a kid's watch from sixth grade? You know, the owner's dead. The kid's probably
same family still owns it.
No, there's no way.
No, picture, I mean, if I went in there, they're not going to, they wouldn't know it was me.
Some kid with his socks pulled up too high, oversized glasses on, saying, look at me, everyone.
Yeah, they wouldn't know it was me, but still.
Zachary Quinto has been banned from the Toronto restaurant called Manita until he apologized or being a jerk during a recent visit. The restaurant called Zachary an amazing Spock, but a terrible customer, all because they couldn't seat him as quickly as he would like. They, according to people that were there, he threw a tantrum like an entitled child,
made
the host cry, and made other customers uncomfortable.
Whoa.
To all the other Zachary Quintos out there, on behalf of restaurant workers everywhere, we are not above criticism, but we are above being demeaned.
Oh, man, that's a bad look.
Steve, a lot of listeners think you're thinking of James Corden, who was being a douchebag at a restaurant last summer.
Yeah, and then the owner of the restaurant or the manager of a restaurant referred to him as a tiny cretin of a man.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. What are you banned from? And did you deserve it? Text, I'm banned from whiskey, all because my wife didn't think it was funny that I got drunk and tried to go number one in our dresser because I thought it was the bathroom. Yeah, what's her deal? No sense of humor, huh? Buddy, what are you banned from?
I am banned from playing the why you hitting yourself game with kids.
With all kids? I mean, first of all, you probably shouldn't be doing it with just any kid you see on the street, like grabbing their arm and punching them in the face. Go, why are you hitting yourself, stupid?
Well, I mean, sometimes they deserve it, but no, I think it's pretty much my kid. But it was CPS made me sign a form saying I'm not allowed to do that.
You actually, wait, CPS came to your house?
Jeez.
What did you do?
Yeah.
How hard were they hitting themselves, quote unquote?
Hard enough that his tooth fell out. He was, he had a very loose tooth. It was my son, and he was like first, second grade, and we were wrestling around, horsing, and whatever, and I grabbed his hands, and you're hitting yourself, and not actually hitting him hard, but he had a loose tooth, and it popped out, and he went to school the next day and said, my dad knocked my tooth out of my mouth.
Oh no.
That'll do it.
Now, was it, so they, did CPS do it, like, where they were like, look, we know what probably happened, but we need to do our job, or were you really worried?
I mean, I was very worried when they showed up. I'd never been in, had any of that happen. I'm like, I didn't mean to. I swear to God.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I would be freaked out.
Yeah, and I mean, to boot, it's kind of my son, I adopted him, and I hadn't finalized the adoption at the time.
Oh, so there was even a little bit more.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Okay, that would make
probably
one
time
pucker.
To let that game go.
So, buddy, when CPS shows up, is it like you see in the movies or TV when they take the kid into a separate room and one person questions them and you're in the other room?
They had questioned him prior to when they came to the house. I think they went to the school where it happened and asked him, and then they came to my house after and had a chat with me about it all. And the lady was very nice. She definitely understood, but she was like, we have to do something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That sucks.
Makes sense. All right, buddy. Thank you. That's a good one. This one, I'm banned from a casino in Michigan because I sat down at a machine, or actually in Pennsylvania, that someone left $40 on and played it. I used to work there, and the casino policy is, not our problem if you leave the machine unattended, but apparently when it's a high roller, they do make it their problem.
Ah. So somebody came back, saw someone sitting in their machine and complained.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you leave your machine?
Yeah. If you're a high roller,
I would assume somebody
more
left
than 40 bucks.
Yeah, you're not that much of a high roller.
Patrick, is your wife banned from something near Nashville?
Yeah. So back in the 80s, my wife worked at the Hermitage here in Hermitage, Tennessee, Nashville.
Okay.
She was a teenager in high school. Didn't want to go to work one day, so she called in a bomb threat.
Oh, no.
And she's still banned?
Yeah. Her and her friend. Well, I'm sure if she went there today, she would probably be fine. But, yeah, they told her she was banned. She went through a lot of legal stuff. And they basically told her she was banned. So fired, I'm sure.
I'm sure she didn't get to keep working.
How
there.
Long were you together before you found out she had once called in a bomb threat?
Well, I got in a little trouble myself in college. So we were dating probably within the first 6 months. And we were talking about stories. So
okay. She's like,
so we traded stories about it.
I can get over what you just did. I called in a bomb
threat. Exactly.
You
know? Yeah,
I'm no angel either.
Thank you, Patrick. Oh, that's a good one. Blake's in Tennessee as well. Hi, Blake. What are you banned from?
Walmart.
You're banned all of them or just one?
Every one of them.
Okay. What did you do?
But there's a catch to the story.
See, there is on all
when
these.
When I was younger, I got in a little bit of trouble off and on. I got caught stealing a 99-cent pack of caps for a cap gun.
Okay.
And they arrested me behind my back, took me to the county juvenile hall where my parents had to come get me, and they told me I was banned from Walmart for life. Walmart.
Wow. Okay.
So 5 years later, I graduate high school. I'm going to college. I want to get a part-time job. Where do I go to apply?
Walmart.
They offered me the same one I stole from offered me a job there.
Did you take it?
So I told, not hell no, I told them to eat crap and die. There's plenty of places to shop besides Walmart, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, they told us they were going to beat us with rubber hoses. We were in the Walmart jail for like 2 hours waiting on the city cops to come get me. And yeah, they've got a little room in the back that they keep you in. Don't worry.
And the real deal.
To the chair. Yeah. I was like, well, I could take off running now, but I'd get caught stealing this chair I'm handcuffed to also. So I better just take what I got and go with it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Blake. Yeah. I assumed he took the job and then was like, hey, by the way, I used to be. Yeah. No, he's like, I never had any intention of doing
it. Crap and die.
Yeah. Wow. This text, I'm banned from having an account with the public library because a former friend used my account to look at porn on the public computers.
Sure.
Yeah, your friend.
Your friend did it.
Stupid friend.
People are banned from a lot of things.
Yeah.
I want to hear the most ridiculous one. Like the most petty.
Let's see.
This text from the 615. My grandpa is banned from Canada.
Grandpa or friend Tracy?
Yeah, we know somebody who was banned from,
Canada.
He was held in Ottawa for a while.
Okay, I don't understand this one. It says, we live in a snack town. Aren't all towns snack towns? I think it's supposed to be small town. My husband got fed up one night with continuously screwed up orders, So he finally went to the restaurant and may have tossed his sandwich back over the counter at the people working there.
Oh, no. May have.
They listed our names on the wall and we were banned for 4 years. Public ridicule and all.
Yeah. You deserved it. You can't go throwing sandwiches at people.
Ooh, this text. We need more details from the 731. My dad is banned from the entire state of Tennessee. Didn't know you could do that.
I don't think that's enforceable.
Let's find out. We need more calls and texts. What are you banned from?